Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at 7LAMBpodcast. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B, podcast. And on Facebook at facebook.com/7LAMBpodcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 23 of Across America with Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
What character is this?
What character?
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into this, this episode, I do want to say that a friend of mine, and I'm going to name him because he wanted me to do a shout out.
Yeah.
His name is Jason.
Hey.
Jason. He said that he likes the podcast and he likes read my blog. I sent it to him. I emailed it to him. He said he likes all of that. He says, but he hates when we go off topic and talk about random stuff like Seinfeld. And he said, I'm a huge fan of Seinfeld. He's like, but get to the story. And I said, you know what? If I do that, then we'll be done in like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
So you know what? We got to throw in some Seinfeld stuff. We got to throw in some clown stuff. And we got to, like, you know, embellish a little bit.
Right now he's going, shut up,
I know.
Up,
he's like,
Rob.
Just get to the story.
Jason, I want to sincerely apologize. I try to keep Robert on task at all times.
That's a lie.
Never once have I deviated from the story. I'm here for factual purposes
only. Yeah, because we never talked about Alabama football, Jack.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
it's exactly. So funny that he says that right now because I'm wearing the Alabama football championship hat and shirt right now. Anyway, Jason, on to the story. You were just getting a hand job at a hot springs in Wyoming.
Yes.
And then your grandma showed up.
Well, okay. Most of that is not true.
Okay.
So it's mostly just the hot spring stuff.
Hot springs.
I was in a hot spring.
Okay.
No, I stayed at the hot springs for two days, and I just listened to Bob Dylan play his music.
Because you're lazy.
And drank my strawberry banana smoothie.
Yeah.
The only thing was I did, when I mentioned that campground got some like bad reviews and stuff like that, when I went to go take a shower after the sulfur hot spring or whatever,
right.
I went to take a shower, and it was quarter-operated showers. I had no quarters.
Right.
So I'm like, what the hell? So I had to, like, go to the register, like, go to the front office with, like, I had some cash on me, and they gave me, like, some quarters. And then I, like, and it only lasted. It was, like, a quarter. Like, one quarter made it last for, like, a minute. So I had to, like, throw in, like...
A minute?
Yeah, like, quarters. And I remember, like, I was showering one day, and the guy in the shower next to me, like, he was with his family. He was just wearing his bathing suit. He's like, I'm going to just shower off real quick.
Yeah.
And I hear him in the other room, like, quarters? Seriously? The quarter operated? And so he, like, comes out. He's like, anybody got any quarters? And they're like, no. So he's just like, what the hell is that? And then he just walked off. So, like, I think that's where some of the bad reviews came from.
I bet.
Stuff like that.
It's all in the quarter shower.
It was all in the quarter showers. Because everything else was somewhat, like, it was nice. They had, like, a little campfire pit, too. And the lady was, like, who was working. She's like, if you want, like, I can, you know, set you up with a fire and stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm good. And then the lady actually, she drove me into town to get my mom sent a package into Thermopolis, and she drove me to the post office, and I picked it up.
Yeah.
And then she drove me back.
You guys made love for hours.
Yes. She was 60-something.
That's how Rob paid for things.
Yeah. With sex.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you pay for things, Jack?
Not with sex.
What?
A solemn look. Check this out.
Okay. Oh, what do you want? Yeah, that was good.
What you got?
I mean, it's not good for the podcast because they can't see that.
Right, and we're pissing Jason off.
I know, because we're off topic again. That's okay. Jason will get over it.
Will he?
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, so, after Thermopolis, I left and I headed down. And there was I guess, what do you call it? Like a canyon kind of, I mean, it was like rock
ravine
walls kind of. Yeah. I think there was like a river going through it.
Or
and
a
then
valley.
Awesome. Or valley. That's what I called it last time. So that's what we're sticking with. So it was on 20. And, when you go through there, it's actually like the Crow Reservation that I was talking about before. Like, there's a reservation on this side, but it's not the Crow. It's a I don't know which one, another tribe or whatever, but there was actually, like, I saw the teepees, like, on the side, and I thought that was kind of cool. Like, they're like modern teepees. Like, right. They're like, they look
we
cool.
We want to stick to our roots.
I mean, but there's like smoke coming out. Yeah,
still be modern.
Yeah, there's like a second story and like right. a chimney.
They've got like a heated swimming pool yeah. outside the teepee. And it's like,
they're
come
driving
on, guys.
Their BMWs.
Come on, guys.
Their motorboats and stuff like that just down the river.
Right.
No, but they had like the teepees and it was on the other side of the river. So I'm like walking along the highway. Now I'm walking with my cart, right? Like on the side of the highway. Mm-hmm. There's not much of a shoulder, but there's enough that I'm okay and I feel comfortable. I'm walking towards traffic so I can see if cars are coming and I'm listening to my music and stuff. But when you go through this valley, there's a few spots where it's a tunnel. And you have to go through the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
But the shoulder, there's no more shoulder when it goes through the tunnel. It just goes into, like, the tunnel, and it's the lanes.
Just
are,
you
that's
and the
it.
Lanes.
Yeah, it's the two lanes.
How long was
forth.
The tunnel?
Okay, well, the first tunnel that I came across, I could see the other side. So I'm like, okay, not too bad. So I'm waiting for traffic to go. I get through. I run through it real fast because I don't want cars to just zoom through.
You wanted to live.
Yeah, exactly. So I run through it real fast. I'm like, good, we're good. I'm like, I hope there's not too many of those. So I get to, like, the next one. I think there was three total. So the second one, it goes kind of, like, a little bit around a bend. And I'm like, all right, that's not too bad. I'm like, I can do this. So I can't see the other side, but I don't think it's, like, that long. So I run through. There's, like, trucks and shit, like, coming through. It was, like, kind of scary. So I just run through real fast. I get to the other side, and when I get to the other side, there's another tunnel, like, right after. But this tunnel, because I just came through a tunnel, I can't see the traffic anymore.
Yeah.
So I can't see the traffic behind me, because that's how I was, like, determining when to run through, because I would see there's no, I could see, like, for, like,
so
a half
now
a mile.
It's a tunnel in a tunnel.
Yeah, so I see a tunnel, so I'm like, all right, I can't see behind me, and I can see a little bit in front of me, and I can see that, like, you know, it's not, like, really long, but it's dark. And I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go through. But there was like a little bit of a, I don't think I mentioned this in my blog either, but there was like a little bit of a ledge, like maybe like 2 feet wide, maybe 3 feet wide. And I was like, you know what? Worst comes to worst, I'll just jump onto the ledge. But the cart, I mean, my cart's kind of heavy
done.
And shit. So I'll just have to like, you know, try my best to just hurry up and jump on the side. Well, I ended up having to do that. I went through the tunnel. I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm seeing cars go through. I'm like, all right. Then I like wait for space. And then I was literally outside this tunnel for like probably 25 minutes. Cause I'm like, I can't find a good spot to go through. So finally I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing it. So there's a gap in the car, so I'm like, I'm going. So I start running through.
Wait, start telling the story again.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, exactly. So I'm running through, and then all of a sudden, no lie, a huge truck is coming this way. And its headlights are on, and I'm like, I'm not going to make it through. So I jump onto the side, and I'm yanking my cart up, trying to get it up, and the truck sees me though, and he like slows down, and I just pull my cart, kind of like topple it to the side. I'm on the ledge, on like the edge
crying.
Of the thing, crying my eyes out, and against the rocky wall. I mean, I'm not gonna, it's like in the tunnel, so I'm not falling into the ravine or anything, but when the truck comes through, then I'm like sitting in the tunnel for another like 10 minutes waiting for cars to go by, and finally I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. So I push my cart back onto the road and then just run through, and I made it through.
Yeah,
I did not die.
And on the other end was your dad,
another tunnel with my dad inside.
Yeah,
no, like, this is why I'm coming to get you. No, but that time it was kind of scary. Like,
yeah.
I was like,
I bet it was
kind of
very
sucks.
Freaking scary.
It was yeah, because like, I mean, I had to just run.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's uncertainty, man, because you don't know if somebody's checking their phone.
Yeah, you don't know, like, somebody's just coming through the tunnel real fast.
Just blazing through there.
Yeah.
It's Wyoming.
And
what are the odds somebody's walking
across, right?
Because, call me crazy, you probably shouldn't have been walking through there.
Probably not, but, hey, there's nowhere else to go.
You couldn't go up over?
It was the only road.
You couldn't go over?
No. There's no other road or anything. It was like that. I mean, maybe if I went back, there might have been like another side road that avoided the whole area. That would have taken me way out of the way.
And that's where that antelope was waiting for you.
Yeah, and I was not about to just mess with that guy again. No. You know what I mean? He's probably sharpening his knives.
70 miles an hour.
He's sharpening his knives, getting ready to run, kind of running in place. Yeah. He was ready for me.
He's
like wily coyote-ing
it. Just a minute. Yeah. Here he comes.
But, once I got through there, it wasn't too bad. And actually, when I left Thermopolis, I left pretty early. And after all the tunnel stuff, there was another, I saw a campground, but it was only like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, I don't want to stop. I already took a rest day. Yeah. I think I'm going to keep walking. Even though usually when there was a campground, I always liked to kind of take advantage of it. So I wasn't sleeping on the side of the road, but there was a little town called Shoshone. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get to that town because that was the last town before that like 100-mile stretch of nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to get to that town. I already stocked up a lot on food and stuff, but I'm like, but I can refill my water. I'll find like someplace. Little did I know though, when I got to Shoshone, there was nothing in this town, like nothing.
Yeah.
It even said that there was a motel. I said, the worst comes to worst. I can get the motel. I can refill up my water in the bathroom and stuff. The motel that it said was in Shoshone was like gone. It was on the map, but there was no motel. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just on this road because I kind of took like a right. I was like, I'm going to go down this road, just see if it's on this. Nope, there's nothing. So I was just like, wow. All right, well, that sucks. So I went back the other way and there was a rest stop right before this long stretch.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of trucks like parked out there and stuff. So I'm like, all right, I'll restock all my stuff here. So I like refilled all my water, made sure I was good. I don't remember if I text my dad like, all right, I'm going through this now. Like I just kind of like warned him. But because I know he was like keeping tabs. He was like wondering, like, let me know when you go through that stretch. Like he was on Google Maps.
I love you, Pop.
Like looking at that stuff. But I made sure I was stocked and I had plenty of food on me. Like in Thermopolis, I bought some food. So I ended up like I was debating. I was like, all right, it's like 6 o'clock. It doesn't really get dark until like 7:38.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I want to start walking now and just camp on the side of the road? Or should I just camp here at the rest stop? But then I'm going to be kind of like out in the open, like just kind of camping. I'm like, I don't know if I like that. But there's really no trees or anything to hide behind anyways because it's all desert. So I'm like, I was sitting on a bench like debating what I wanted to do and eating some trail mix. And then I remember there's like this guy. He was in the truck and he had like his kid with him and he's driving one of those big like semi trucks.
Yeah.
Like it was like a Walmart truck. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just walk and I'm just going to try to find a place on the side of the road because I'd rather do that than camp out where people can see me like out in the open and stuff. So I start walking, but before I even get out of the parking lot, the guy who's drove the Walmart truck, he's like outside playing with his kid and he goes like, hey, what are you you're walking this? I was like, yeah. He's like, man, he's like, I just went through that stretch, like there's nothing. I was like, yeah, well, I'm walking across the country, I'm gonna just try to get through it in a couple days. He's like, yeah, he's like, it's a long trek, it's gonna take. I was like, how does it look though? Is it like a lot of open road? Is it shoulders? He's like, yeah. He's like, you should be fine on the side of the road as long as you have enough stocked up.
Yeah.
He's like, but there's nothing out there. I mean, it's just desert. So I was like, all right,
desert?
Well, like, I mean, it's like, yeah, like that prairie.
That's right, we're still in Wyoming.
I mean, yeah.
No trees.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, there's no trees. I'm going to show you just one picture of, if I can find. I mean, besides that, I mean, like, it's all like grassland. Like, there's some hills and shit, but that was the ravine I walked through. I don't know if you can see that. I'll have this blog up so everyone can see it, because I upload, like, a ton of pictures.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it was just going to be, like, complete, like, just out in the open. So I was like, all right, well, I'm like, I was trying to debate if I wanted to camp here or camp out there. I was like, I like to camp out where there's not a lot of people because I don't want to be messed with. I don't want people to take my card or some shit. He's like, well, I'm going to be sleeping here at this rest stop tonight. My son is traveling with me because it's, like, the summer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, but if you want, you can camp out like right next to the truck and I'll be here if you have any issues and stuff. And I'm like, I guess I could do that. He's like, yeah, just camp in the grass. Like, it shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So then I start setting up my tent, and I'm, like, talking to him about the walk. And then he told his wife, I guess. Like, I forget where they were from. They're, like, a nice people. But he, like, texts his wife or something. And little fact, I told – like, he saw I was wearing the Tampa Bay Rays hat.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, so you're a baseball fan and stuff. I go, yeah, I'm, like, from Tampa Bay. And we were talking about that. And he told his wife that. And his wife – actually contacted the Tampa Bay Rays and like asked them if they would like sign my hat and stuff like that. Like she actually contacted them.
Yeah.
But then nothing ever came of it. She, like, I don't know if they like ever emailed her, but I remember she had like my email and she like told me that she did that. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, that was pretty nice. And then I took pictures with him. I think that's him and his son right there.
See, I thought he was a police officer.
He looks like a police officer, like what he's wearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in
he's
the picture.
Asking for it.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, he was he ended up sleeping in the truck with his son, and then in the morning I woke up because he said he was going to get up really early too. And I woke up at like 6 a.m. and he was getting ready to go and stuff. He's like, "All right, man, yeah, good luck." But the other thing I forgot to mention was before I even got to that valley or whatever, this couple stopped on the side of the road, and I was talking to them for a little bit, and they were going into Casper, which is the biggest city I was going to hit in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And it's like after that long stretch. So they're like, yeah, we're going to be in Casper all day. Like they were driving that 100 miles to Casper.
Yeah.
And they were going to stay there and then come back at night. They're like, do you want us to pick you up anything? And I was like, if you want to, you can pick me up some Cliff Bars or Gatorade or something and I'll give you money for it. They're like, no big deal. Like I'll do that.
Right.
Like we'll pick you up, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. If you get a chance. So they drove, but I got their number and they got my number, but they took my number because I didn't have theirs and they didn't text me at all. So I thought they just kind of decided not to do it. But right, when I woke up in the morning the next day in Shoshone in the rest stop, they actually like saw my tent on the side of the road. And because I went to bed probably like around 10,
yeah,
and they text me, but I didn't respond because I was asleep. And in the morning I saw like outside my tent was Gatorades and Cliff Bars and all this kind of stuff. I didn't even hear them walk up to my tent.
Yeah.
So like I was like,
comforting.
Oh. Yeah, I know, right? So like obviously I'm too deep of a sleeper to know if somebody's gonna come murder me. But they dropped off all that stuff and then they text me and said like, hey, we figured you were asleep, but we saw your tent on the side of the road, so we got you that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they also later on I found out that they ran into Tony and they gave him some Gatorade and Cliff Bars too. Like they just ran into him. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
We ran into some other guy with a can opener.
Yeah, he was just holding it out. It was weird, but we got him some Gatorade too.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But it did kind of worry me that I didn't wake up to two people dropping like
shit
loads of like supplies like right in front of my tent. And I was like that dead asleep.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, I'm walking all day in
tired.
This heat.
Yeah.
But kind of nerve wracking. And I forgot to mention I also had a with my cart, I don't know, maybe I'm just like paranoid, but I had a bike lock that I would put around the tent and the cart just in case anybody ever tried to like take the cart without me knowing.
Yeah.
I would know. So yeah. So once they dropped that off, I talked to the guy, the truck driver, and said bye and then jumped onto, you know, that long stretch and just started walking.
Yeah.
And I figure we could probably wrap it up here because I'll talk about that stretch.
Oh, thank God.
I know, right? It's going to be really boring, just like the
next,
walk was.
next four episodes will be about the 100-mile stretch.
Yeah. No, it'll probably be like half an episode.
We'll stick strictly to the detail so that Jason is cool with it.
You know what?
Jason, you should come on the show, man.
You should.
You should. You should come on the show and talk with us for an episode.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
Yeah, man. It's a blast. We've had two guests already.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and
Sean.
Sean, who is also a character in Cop Doctors.
And the fictional podcast called Story,
yeah,
which is based on this walk that we do.
It's doing very well.
It's doing very well.
Yeah.
It's gotten good reviews. A lot of people say they like it. We released 5 episodes, like, numbers are great, so definitely check that out.
I hear this is George Clooney's favorite podcast.
Uh-huh.
The fictional
he wants to be on it, and I'm just like, you know what?
It'll get away from him.
I'm like, just like, you know what? You're great, but You just can't
George,
do it.
This might not be your speed.
Yeah.
You may want to keep acting.
Dial
for
it
a few
back
years.
A little bit. Yeah. Get some practice in there. You know, get on our level.
Yep.
Yeah.
However, Russell Crowe's people did contact us.
Okay.
So we're working on that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, folks, you're wonderful.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.